In high school, I had a friend with sociopathic tendencies. He'd been adopted with no clue as to his biological parentage, so I suspect he was the result of illicit lab work or demonic conception. For privacy and liability purposes, let's refer to him as Boogeyman. Boogeyman was built like Adonis, star football player, popular with the ladies. I was none of those things. The one thing we had in common was an urge for causing mischief at night in our neighborhood. Our first outing was my sophomore year, early autumn. We agreed to meet in the shadows of my garage at midnight. As I waited for him, in the dark, alone, I began questioning the logic of meeting Boogeyman in such an isolated and vulnerable state. But before I came to my senses, he appeared next to me wearing a dark hoodie, face smeared with black resin to hide his features. He had a bag of goodies, weed killer, and a pellet gun. I lived on a golf course, large open spaces of dark recesses, a vandal's paradise. Our first stop was one of his ex-girlfriend's houses. He used the weed killer to write a giant four-letter word across her front lawn. I leave the exact lettering to your imagination. Then we disappeared into the shadows of the golf course to find our next target. He wanted a random house with someone still awake, and we located that poor soul on the 13th fairway, watching TV in his bedroom. No clue he was about to have Boogeyman and his idiot sidekick put a couple pellets through his bedroom window. But that's just what Boogeyman and his idiot sidekick did. Then we vanished into the night, took cover in the 16th hole sand bunker, and waited for the police flashers to make their grand arrival. I decided to call it a night. Boogeyman, of course, didn't agree. His appetite for destruction ran deeper than mine. He tried talking me out of it, but the appearance of police had really taken the wind out of my sails. That's how I knew we were fundamentally different. Police tend to wake me from my idiocy, but to him, they just spur his idiocy on. So I told him goodnight. He tried convincing me otherwise, but I held firm. Then, as I slipped back into my side door, I asked him very politely not to walk across my lawn. With the autumn frost, my dad would notice the footprints and get suspicious. Then I went to bed, but a nagging little voice in my head urged me to look out my bedroom window at the backyard. So I peeked out my curtains. Boogeyman was standing at attention in the center of my lawn. My room, being dark, meant I was invisible to him. He had no way of knowing I was watching him, which made his next move so unnerving. He saluted me and then began marching across my yard back and forth a dozen times. Then he returned to the center of the yard and did calisthenics, push-ups and jumping jacks and several squat thrusts, the whole time his face mired in shadow. Then he marched off into the night. I got goosebumps, but now I understood one very fundamental rule. When you make friends with the Boogeyman, never let him know your fears.